Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from Mobile World Congress. It's another exciting week of networking innovation at Mobile World Congress, and I'm delighted to have Drew Schulke, Executive Director of Next Generation Infrastructure from Dell, and Ken Cavanaugh, Director of Business Development from Metaswitch with us today. Welcome, guys.
Good to be here, Allison.
Great to be here.
So why don't we just go ahead with some introductions before we get started talking about your collaboration. Drew, do you want to just take a second to introduce your role at Dell?
Yeah, certainly. So under the Next Generation Infrastructure umbrella falls what we were calling Carrier Cloud. And Carrier Cloud, many people refer to it as kind of network function virtualization, but it's a little bit broader than that in terms of there's use cases beyond NFV that are applicable there. But certainly NFV gets a lot of attention and certainly gets a lot of attention here at Mobile World Congress.
Nice. And Ken, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do at Metaswitch?
Sure. I'm the Director of Business Development at Metaswitch, so I'm responsible for most of our third-party partnerships that I work with. So that extends from all the different devices that touch our switch, in terms of phones and IADs and access gear, but also now the platforms that we're working with in terms of delivering the whole virtualization story that we're bringing to the market here with some of our products.
So obviously, you guys have a plethora of solutions that you're bringing to the market within the space of carrier-grade equipment that we're talking about today. But today, we're going to talk about the collaboration that you guys are featuring at Mobile World Congress. So Drew, do you just want to introduce, how did this collaboration come into being, and what are we showing at Mobile World Congress this week?
Yeah, so in terms of how the collaboration came into being, we've had long-term partnership relationships with Intel and Red Hat, and most recently adding in Metaswitch as well. And I would highlight that in this space that we're talking about from an NFV perspective, those partnerships are critical because the ecosystem that supports a very capable NFV solution is broad and diverse and contains a number of companies that traditionally may have not worked together a lot. But as we virtualize the network, it's fostering those kind of partnerships, and that's critical. Through programs like Network Builders, we get the chance to interact with our ecosystem partners and come in and work on solutions like this, which we're demonstrating here today. The demonstration out there that you'll see out there today is one in which we have the Dell infrastructure, both in terms of the infrastructure that would actually run the virtualized infrastructure, but also the endpoints running on our tablets. On top of our infrastructure, we have Red Hat from an operating system and a Vim perspective. And then from a VNF sitting on top of that, we have solutions from our partners at Metaswitch. And it's a great showcase in terms of the value that we as Dell bring as an end-to-end solution provider in terms of having our devices sitting as both the endpoints, but also the infrastructure running the solution, running underneath Red Hat, using Metaswitch as a VNF. It's a great example that you can see the power of what's possible as you virtualize networks.
Ken, why don't you tell me a little bit about the technology that you brought to bear in this demo, and what are the types of customers that would be benefiting from this particular configuration?
The real focus for us has been Clearwater, our IMS core. It's a virtualized IMS core, which we're working. And actually, with Dell, our initial effort was the Cloud NFE project that kicked off 3 years. So we've been really at the forefront and basically bringing this virtualization story to carriers so they actually can see it real live into the networks. The IMS core, it's an open source IMS core. So we're really changing the way carriers can deploy and deliver their communication services. So with Clearwater core, you've got an open source project, which is Project Clearwater, which has been out there since 2013, and then we deliver a supported version of that, similar to like the Red Hat, and partnered as well for the OpenStack. They provide a supported version of the OpenStack there. So it's really leveraging the open source technologies, which is really something that's bringing a lot of value, I think, with the carriers. They're seeing a lot of competition from the over-the-top guys in terms of over-the-top service providers, and they really need to change the model where they've traditionally been locked into proprietary kind of traditional telecom equipment solutions or appliances. And what we're demonstrating today is actually a real-life scenario of something that can be deployed to deliver voice services using some of these new technologies in terms of open source technologies, as well as something that's a lot more agile, quicker to deploy in terms of services.
Now, Drew, you mentioned that these new networking solutions, all based on industry standards, all based on open source efforts. And I know that Red Hat isn't here today, but they're also running Red Hat Enterprise Linux featuring OpenStack Kilo. So another example of open source code delivery in a carrier grade solution. What is the specific challenge of moving carriers from black box, single vendor, proprietary solutions to solutions that feature industry-leading technology from a number of vendors and highly leveraging open source efforts?
It's the typical challenge you see of any industry that's going through a massive transition. And there's a comfort level that you have based upon a model that you may have used for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. There's a psychological and emotional factor that you need to take into account. But at the end of the day, most of the carriers want to sit down and understand, can I provide the same level of service to my end customers that I did under the previous model? So a lot of that comes down to things like high availability and your amount of uptime and so forth. And, you know, the good news is we have a great story there in terms of what's been going on in virtualization and then just the orchestration of virtualization into private clouds on the enterprise side for many years now as a foundation for which we can come in and say we have that level of uptime and availability out of this. It's not delivered in the same way you're used to. But at the end of the day, it's about, can I deliver my service at the level of quality and uptime? And so that's the biggest challenge. It's spending time with the customers, with the service providers to demonstrate that that's there. And they want to spend a lot of time proving it out. And if I were running a network with millions of customers on it, that's what I would expect as well. So that's the kind of the process that we end up having to go through as we go through all these conversations with service providers at this point in time.
I did walk past the demo earlier today, and it was 3 deep packed. So you guys have delivered something compelling. Ken, when you look at talking to providers about the VNFs that you're bringing to market and the configuration that we've got demoed here, where are we in terms of their readiness for active deployments? You know, are we still in the trial and POC stage, or are we ready to go to market?
So from our perspective, from a VNF perspective, I mean, we've been working on this for a number of years, and this is the 5th year for Clearwater. So we've already got it in production at a number of accounts here. I think it's a matter of the scale, and I think, to Drew's point, in terms of the readiness of the carrier to kind of migrate their services, not just the architecture, but the people. It's not just a hardware software issue, it's actually talent. Can they actually move those services and manage that? Today, we're actively deploying both Clearwater and our virtual SBC Perimeter. It's changed over the last 12 months because we were waiting for the OpenStack to get to a carrier grade level, move off of the enterprise, you know, and that's, we've got there. And so I start to see it start to accelerate this year in 2016.
And Drew, it looks like you had something to add to that question.
The example that always comes to mind is looking at the carriers going from circuit to packet took longer than, you know, almost 2 decades, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So these are changes that people identify them early on. They see them as a trend that's coming and everyone starts to get ready for them. But the adoption sometimes takes a little bit longer than what people expect. But it's definitely starting. And we are seeing things go into production. Does that mean trials and POCs are going to stop this year? No, absolutely not. We'll still have a very busy year around those. But the wave of adoption has begun, and where we see this going is pretty well understood. Timing is always the debate.
What have you learned in terms of working to put this configuration together, and where do we go next in terms of new types of capabilities that we would add to a solution like this? Is there something on the horizon that's exciting in terms of next generation technology?
Definitely see a lot of orchestration, you know, that whole turnkey, how can I deploy this much more readily? So I think you'll see a lot of activity. From a platform standpoint, I think it's really configurations and different sizes. I mean, I think there's been a lot of focus on the architecture. I mean, Drew will have to maybe elaborate a little more, but I think, you know, we have different carriers. We have 750 carriers today, and they're all at different places, and they have different requirements in terms of what they're trying to deploy. So I expect we'll start to see some different configurations, starter kits and different sizes there to kind of align better with what our customers are looking to start with, at least. And then over time, I think those systems will grow to running hundreds of workloads.
The learnings of the work that we've done, specifically working closely with Red Hat on making deployment much more, I wouldn't call it turnkey yet, but something that can facilitate easy trials, easy POCs. We know those are the kind of things we need to invest in to make sure this adoption takes place. And just over 9 months, the things that we've gotten put into their future releases, even some of them manifesting themselves in Kilo, have taken us a huge step forward in that.
Well, guys, thanks so much for coming on the program today to share this exciting news. It's a very cool configuration, getting a lot of attention here in Barcelona. Where can folks learn more about the products that you guys are delivering in the marketplace?
Dell.com/NFV.
Mine's the easier one, metaswitch.com. But I would also highlight the open source project for Clearwater. So it's projectclearwater.org. and it has a full development environment there for carriers to, you know, download and start playing with. We have over probably 50% of the top 20 carriers using it today, so it's a good place to go.
Well, Ken, Drew, thank you so much. Thanks for the collaboration on this demo from Intel, and thanks so much for being on the program today.
Thanks for all your help.